Like to say good afternoon, everyone. We're very thankful to have each and every person on the call, especially those who may not be members of the Church of Christ. You are very honored guests and appreciate you being on our call this evening. And we want you to know that we believe that the Bible is right and every word of the Bible is right. If you want to be saved, you must be obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, believing Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross, and shed his blood and washed your sins away. You do that in baptism. Jesus commanded that we be baptized. In Mark 16:15-16. Then upon the baptism, your sins are forgiven. The Lord adds you to the only church you read about in the Bible, that is the Church of Christ. And then to those of our brothers and sisters across the nation who may be joining us, we appreciate you so very much for being on the call with us this afternoon, and we encourage you to open your Bible, 1 Timothy, now, and we're going to do a study for a few minutes this evening. Fight the good fight of faith, continuing from our study this morning. My soldier in the Lord's army. We're going to continue. But Paul said to Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 11, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. In verse 12, he said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, has professed a good profession before being a witness. So we got to go back because he said, but thou, man of God, flee these things. What things are you talking about? Go back to verse 1. Let's work up to that. And this is what's not a person who is fighting a good fight of faith. Let's look at that first, and then he'll tell the following that verse what it is to fight the good fight of faith. Verse 1, contextually speaking, what I'm talking about, what wasn't he doing? What is he telling them, warning them against? And then what did he encourage him to do? To be labeled as a soldier that will fight the good fight of faith. In verse 1, he said, let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all labor. That the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. Slavery back then was commonly practiced during Bible time. Men of slaves became Christians, and Paul was encouraging them to be faithful. And then he says in verse number 2, and they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. So he was teaching Timothy, a person who fights the good fight of faith really is focused on the saved, and even if they were slavery, they would do right to for their masters. And so application for us to be members who are employees or somebody in a superior position than we are yet, however, to fight the good fight of faith. We love those, and we are also works with them because of the salvation. And then here you go in verse 3. If any man teach otherwise, consent not to wholesome word. Now he's saying these are things that are not those who are practicing their good fight of faith. He said that if any man teach otherwise, other than what he taught, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, not knowing, but dotting about questions and strife of words, whereof come envy, strife, railings, evil surmising, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth, supposing that gain is godliness. Look at what he says now. From such withdraw. See, now he's saying these people here are people. We get down to verse 11. He said, flee these things. These type of people, these kind of things he's talking about. Christians do what's right. Christians treat people right, no matter what status of life they have in life, no matter what race or nationality they are. Anyone that teach otherwise not speaking a wholesome word. They're not teaching the doctrine. These people are not fighting the good fight of faith. He tells them, flee, don't do these kind of things. Otherwise, teaching those who were teaching slave owners, and slaves to be disobedient, had their own agenda. He said, these people here were proud. They didn't know nothing. They were dotting or having unhealthy questions. Some were envious. Some were perverse. Disputing some with the baby. So he said, these are not, he said, you got to flee from these people are not fighting the good fight of faith. So you see, in context, he said, when he got down and said, flee these things, he's talking about these kind of people, this type of behavior. Christians who fight the good fight of faith, he going to tell them how they look and how they act. What were their motives? He said they were supposed to gain. The gain is godliness. Selling of slaves bought gain of money at that time. These guys supposed to think that gain, as long as they're making money, they were writing outside of God. Just because you're making money doesn't mean you're writing outside of God. It got me to reach people. They in the world, and they are not obedient to God at all, but they got a lot of money. And some people think that because you got money, that's evidence of you're one of those souls we talked about this morning, that you're fighting a good fight of faith. It doesn't mean you're fighting a good fight of faith. No, ma'am, no, sir. Paul told Timothy, withdraw. He said, stay away from them kind of people. So that's contamination. People like that, those who are trying to get to heaven, trying to fight the good fight of faith, you got to understand these kind of people can mislead you and be bad examples for you. Paul said in verse 6, rather be like they said, but godliness with contentment. Now, those who are fighting the good fight of faith are living godly and content with great gain. So he said, here's that mindset. About nothing into this world, it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Brothers and sisters, I think we all need to pause right here. So am I fighting a good fight of faith? Well, you got plenty of food. You got plenty of raiment. Well, you know, it don't take no faith if you know you got these things already. But when you don't have much, when you don't have much, you depend on God. God is, Paul is telling Timothy, this is what matters to God, that you're trusting in him, his faith. So we should have, be able to, men and women who fight the good fight of faith, as long as they've got food and raiment, they can be content. And they say, I didn't bring nothing. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Boy, how many people in America need to learn that? How many people as Christians need to learn this is part of the fight of faith, being content? What does God want for his children, those who fight the good fight of faith? He wants them to live godly and be satisfied with what God provides for your needs. Many people have left the Lord for worldly gain, to make more money, to leave the church, to take on another job, to get more stuff, get more money, leave the eldership for a job, leave preaching for a job, leave being a deacon for a job, for more money. Just keep on to climb the corporate ladder or climb up in higher incomes. Well, is that person fighting a good fight of faith? So what does that mean? He said, with godliness, with contentment, is great gain. What does God want from us to fight those who are fighting the good fight of faith? What does he want us to live godly and be satisfied with whatever we have? I think if we did that, many people would do more for the Lord and stop chasing more jobs, more money, a bigger house, a bigger car. All that time you're expending, you should be fighting for this faith. The good fight of faith requires giving time to God. Many of us would be less stressed if we were to be content. You wouldn't have to worry about all the credit cards you done ran up, all that stuff. You ran your credit card, your bank accounts are low. You get to the end of the week and you're already negative in your bank account. As soon as you get the check, here come, they got to come out of your check, got to take it back to zero for you. You already in the red every week. You're in the red every week. You're not satisfied. You're not content. You're living above your means. What are you saying? When you're fighting a good fight of faith, you learn to live within your means. And you put more emphasis on being a child of God and being satisfied in this life and be content because God will provide you the necessary things that you need. Many of us would be that better. Many of us would be much better off if we could fight the good fight of faith by being satisfied. We don't need a bigger house. You don't have to have name brand clothing on. You don't have to have the best car in the neighborhood. What is the problem? What is the problem? You're not fighting a good fight of faith. Your faith requires you to be satisfied with what you have. You're not content. to be content, but you trust God. You know, you don't have to have all this stuff. Remember, he brought nothing into the world. Paul tells this young Timothy, remember, you didn't bring nothing with you when you came into the world. And when you leave, you will leave. With that, I remember Job said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, naked I shall return. Job 1:21, the Lord gave, the Lord took away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was the idea right there. He was a very spiritual man. He was fighting a good fight of faith. Now listen to Paul tell Timothy in verse 9. They that be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Falling into the temptation to be rich is just a trap. And here's the thing about being rich. I think most of us in America, we think you got to have $1 million to call yourself a rich person. We're rich. Many people, and right here, all of you listen to me, I'm rich. You go to these third world countries and they barely have food to eat. Here you got food. You cook so much food, you eat it, and you throw away plates to the dog. You throw plates in the trash. Those people we love to have just to have a simple meal. We buy bottles of water and drink a little bit out of the top of the water and leave water bottles sitting around everywhere. People over there barely get water. They have to walk miles to a well just to get a drink of water. And so we are rich compared to them. This is not talking about people who have to have $100,000, $200,000 bank. They call us here. You rich. We rich with blessings. God has tremendously blessed America. We have no excuse in America. Even our homeless people are fat. Look at the beggar on the corner. He's fat. They eating good. But this is about being men and women who are fighting the fight of faith. They understand you got to keep this in perspective. Either they, Paul said, they fall into the trap. People chasing money, chasing jobs, putting everything before God. You're not fighting the good fight of faith. You're trying to do this on your own. People chasing riches will do foolish and hurtful things that lead them to destruction. How many people you know that have done something foolish or hurtful to get more money? Well, look in the mirror. It's probably you. Probably me. We have done things that we didn't have to go above and beyond to do, but we did it. And then the power come on to us, for the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not the money, it's not the problem, it's the love. We pour. If you love money more than you do God, you're going to certainly do more things to make money. You're going to work harder at making money. You will be in serving God. And many people, look in the mirror. How much harder are you working to make it in this life that you are to help save souls when it comes to saving souls? And one thing I love about being able to preach, I go everywhere and preach, because I know what my primary duty is that week is to try to save souls. And then you got those who don't do anything to save a soul. They'll work harder to make money during the week and be faithful to their job, faithful to what they're doing because they got a check coming, and do very little to even try to tell somebody about Jesus, invite them to the Bible class, or invite them to worship. What do you say? The love of money is the root of all evil. While some covet it after, they do what they can to get it. Notice this. The good fight of faith. He said they have erred from the faith. They left the truth. They left the faith. They left their belief that God is the provider. And pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Look here. The problem is not the money. The problem is the love. Where's your love factors? What is your love focus? Is it on God? Is it on godliness? Is it on living right? The soldier in the battlefield who fights the good fight of faith has his priority, his love bank, is built around the Lord and what's best for the kingdom. Some people could have done retired and give more of their time to teaching, preaching, teaching classes, but you're still on that job 30, 40, 50 years trying to get your 401k up to a point to where you got enough money to call yourself rich. All them years God gave you, you didn't give back no time to trying to put some effort and time toward teaching the gospel, sharing it with others, and living a Christian life. Godliness with contentment is great gain. The men and women who fight the good fight of faith got their priorities where they work hard for the Lord, and they got the priorities together. When people love money, they choose making money over the Lord every time. People do crazy things to make more money. my focus today. My focus is that that person is not fighting the good fight of faith. They're not. In verse 11, now I'm down to where I was. You see what he was saying? But thou, O man of God. So now he started to say, but you don't be like that. So you got to go back and say, man, am I a good soldier for Christ, as I talked about this morning? Do I have all my armor on, or am I fighting a good fight of faith? Now, so Paul pivots here to Timothy, but you, here's what I want you to do. Flee them things I just got through talking about. Don't you get caught up living like that. You trust God. Follow after righteousness. No more. He said, here's what you do to fight the good fight of faith. You do what's right. And that's a message to every one of us listening. When it comes down to right or wrong, good and evil, it's right and wrong. You got to do what's right under every condition, every situation. Don't be misled by somebody else. Do what's wrong. That's a motive. That's not a man or woman who fight the good fight of faith. Then he said godliness next. Flee that stuff and other stuff that he just got to talk about. Live righteously, godly, faith. He said, follow your belief in God and walk the straight and narrow way. Men and women of God who fight the good fight of faith, they are led by the scriptures. Love what motivates them to do right. Patience, he said, learn to wait on the Lord. You don't have to have all that stuff now. You got to get yourself together. Meekness, stay humble. Paul says to the young man, you have a meek heart, an humble heart. Don't be high minded, lifted up in pride. Fight the good fight of faith. See verse 12. Then he said, he answered, but thou, old man, you live like this, here's your fight. Why? Lay hold on eternal life. You fight to lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called, have professed a good profession before men. Here's what's important. Here's what Paul is saying to young Timothy. We had already encouraged in 1 Timothy 1:18 that he was in a warfare. He says this to him. You are fighting to save your soul. As I said this morning, the fight is not between us, not between me and you or Brother Susan Christ. The fight is against good and evil. The fight that we're in is a spiritual warfare. Why must we fight to lay hold on eternal life? If we don't fight the good fight of faith, I mean belief in God, the fight to win, some give up. Some give up on the Lord because they're the things that they were fighting for were material things that had no benefit to the fight that the fight of faith has. They were fighting for money, fighting for stuff, fighting to get more and more, never content. Can you say you're a fighter by faith? Are you living, believing, and trusting God? Are you content with what you have? Or do you need more? How much will you give up to get more? How much service are you giving up in the Lord's army to have more in his life? Ask yourself, man, if I wasn't working two jobs, could I make it? Well, if you can learn to be content. Or maybe you have faith that God's gonna make a way somehow. Soldier who fight the good fight of faith is the one Paul talking about. Flee all these things and be righteous, godly, focus faith on faith. Love God and love your enemies. Love motivates us to do what's right. Patient. Learn to wait on the Lord. Meekness. Stay humble through life. Men and women of faith, they don't love money. They don't covet after. They don't err from the faith. Men and women who are good soldiers, they fight the good fight. They can fall. They don't get caught up in the snare, the trap of the devil. It entices them to do more, get worldly gain, and live less godly lives. It leads them to destruction. Men and women of faith who fight the good fight of faith will not be caught up in things of the world. They will be like Paul said, godliness with contentment is their great gain. Why? They know. As long as they got food, as long as they got raiment, I can be content. What is a person doing when they like that? They're walking by faith. They're living a life with a trust in God that he will help them no matter what the situation is. If you're on the call this evening, you're not a Christian, we encourage you to keep your focus on spiritual gain, not worldly gain, spiritual gain. The first thing you want to do is believe in God. Faith coming by here. You can't fight a good fight of faith if you don't have faith. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And the Bible says, Hebrews 11:6, without faith is impossible, please God. The Bible is called the faith. So you got to get into the scripture. And when you believe what God says, if you believe it, and you live according to this belief system, and you adjust your living according to the scripture. If you're on the call this evening and you want to be a Christian, you got to believe that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, and his son loved you, and he gave his life on the cross. And it was him who said, greater love hath no man than this. He laid down his life for his friends. What did they do? They hung him on an old cross with nails in his hands and his feet. And he hung there 6 long hours, shed his blood, and washed our sins away. It was on the cross that he hung. And it was there that he said it was finished. What had happened? He had come and lived among men and gave his life as a ransom. He shed his blood. And the Revelation said, in Revelation 1 and verse 5, Jesus said, that blood will wash away your sins. And when I was talking to the Apostle Paul, he told him, arise, why tarriest thou? Be baptized, wash away your sins. Call it on the name of the Lord. To be saved, you must be baptized. For Jesus commanded it himself in Mark 16:15 and Matthew 28:18. Go teach all nations, baptizing them. Then after you're baptized, then you must confess your belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God before men. Jesus even said that he was before Pilate. Keep reading this text. But then you say, you believe Jesus Christ, Son of God. We must carry out your baptism no matter where you are in our listening audience. Get back in touch with us. We'll make sure that you get baptized. Then the Lord add, Acts 2:47, the Lord will add you to the church. There's only but one church in the Bible. Romans 16:16. Paul says, salute one another, holy kids. The churches of Christ salute you. Remember, brothers and sisters, flee those things that are not putting God first. And follow out the righteousness, godliness, faith, love. Fight the good fight of faith. Here's why you got to do that. It's believing in God more than yourself. If you do that, you'll keep putting God first. And you won't get caught in that trap of trying to have more and more and more stuff. But you start giving more time to the cause of Christ and to the ministry. And that would be called fight, good fight of faith. And in the end, you'll be able to hear him say, well done. That good faithful servant. You on the call today? You need prayer. We encourage you to hit 5-star on your phone, and we will pray for you. If you're on the call today, you need to make a confession. Maybe perhaps you got caught up in the worldly things. You need to flee that stuff. God tell us, if a Christian, we confess our faults one to another and pray one for another. And then the person on the call who's never been baptized, you even haven't even started your walk of faith. You're not even on the battlefield yet. You got to obey the gospel. And we encourage you to do that by using 5-star on your phone. As we sing the song, we encourage it. And let us know what your desires are. Thank you.